Bernie Sanders is correct – Medicare for All guarantees every woman right to abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 27, 2019. Democrat 2020 contender Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, appeared to be revealing a little-known secret about the Medicare for All health plan during the second debate Thursday evening. The plan guarantees every woman in this country the right to have an abortion if she wants it. While many media focused primarily on the costs of Medicare for All and how it would affect the delivery of healthcare in the United States, Sanders stated unequivocally during the debate that the program would guarantee a free abortion to any woman who wants one. In addition to being grotesquely expensive and fiscally irresponsible, Medicare for All would mandate government coverage of abortions. Alexandra DeSantis wrote at National Review several weeks after House Democrats unveiled their Medicare for All plan. The bill's sponsor, Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, noted the legislation provides that individuals enrolled for benefits under this act are entitled to a payment made by the secretary to an eligible provider for comprehensive reproductive, maternity, and newborn care. DeSantis wrote, in plain language, the bill would guarantee free abortions for all women. Or at least, as free as every other type of health care ostensibly would be under their implausible regime. Which is to say abortion would be underwritten, along with everything else, by taxpayers. She observed Medicare for All also states, any other provision of law in effect on the date of enactment of this act restricting the use of federal funds for any reproductive health service shall not apply to monies in the trust fund. If enacted, Sanders is correct. Medicare for All would eradicate the Hyde Amendment and compel taxpayer-funded abortions for anyone who wants them. Politico likewise noted that, under Medicare for All, states would be prohibited from excluding Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers from Medicaid. In a Fox News op-ed, Reps. Steve Scalise, RLA, and Greg Walden, ROR, called the abortion provisions in Medicare for All deeply disturbing, radical, and unprecedented. Democrats are actively trying to reverse a 40-year bipartisan protection against federal taxpayer-funded abortions, they wrote. They'd also force doctors and nurses to terminate a baby's life. The congressman continued. So, does Medicare for All actually mandate abortion coverage? In September 2017, abortion supporter Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, promised early on that Medicare for All would make abortion restrictions history. KnessNews.com reported Blumenthal said about American women, they have been denied health care too long because of restrictions like the Hyde Amendment. Consider the Hyde Amendment history if we pass Medicare for All, he asserted. And all those other restrictions on reproductive rights. However, National Pro-Life Organization Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, released a new poll Wednesday that found a majority, 55%, of voters oppose using federal tax dollars to pay for abortions under Medicaid, 40% strongly oppose. That opposition includes 35% of Democrat voters and 57% of independent voters. The McLaughlin & Associates survey of 1,000 likely general election voters who were interviewed online has an accuracy of +/+3.1% at a 95% confidence interval. Marjorie Tannenfelser, president of SBA List, said the poll shows Democrat contenders' extremism on the issue of abortion will be a major liability with voters in the general election.